Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. It's hot up my Barranco. Phew, it's hot up my Barranco today, darling, gasped Miranda as she staggered down the street carrying two large heavy bags of clashing bottles from the local supermarket. Before you get too carried away by imagining a doctor about to don a pair of surgical gloves for some emergency female probing, I should explain that Miranda is one of the village's more colourful characters. She's a school assistant in one of the less classy private schools by day, and a tattooist by night. I once asked if there's any conflict of interest between her two jobs, and she screeched loudly in my ear before resting her mug of gin on top of my car. No, not at all, darling. It's a great way to help the children with their reading. I must have looked puzzled, as I thought I knew a thing or two about teaching children to read, and she seemed to read my thoughts. You see, I have all the letters of the alphabet tattooed all over my body somewhere, so I use those to help children to read. If it's Tina, the tiresome transvestite we are reading about, I just point out the letter T on my arm, just here, and then we find the picture of Tina on my back, just here. Easy. The kids love it. So you've all the letters and associated pictures somewhere on your body? Oh, yes, darling, but I should say some are more difficult to read than others. Now, we tend to keep off the Y and the Z words. Otherwise, I'd get the sack, darling, if you know what I mean. She guffawed loudly as she nudged me in the ribs and winked knowingly. Too much information. I think you're probably getting the idea of what Miranda is like. A lovely lady, but back in the UK, I'd be surprised if she had a job at all. However, over here, I am much more open-minded. As Miranda dropped her bags by my front gate and she propped herself on my parked car, she watched what I was doing with some amusement. I stopped washing the hedge. Actually, it's one of those plastic ones, but I do like to freshen it up a bit from time to time. And it's always a good opportunity to remove the crisp packets and condoms from its branches. You are home early today. Is everything all right? Darling, it's the heat. It's just so hot. I tell you, darling, it was 41 degrees up my Barranco at lunchtime. It was just too much, darling. We sent the little dears home early because they were just fading away. I tried to imagine Miranda's boisterous pupils fading away and thought it highly unlikely. We have a number of Kalimas, although some people call them Chirocos, on the islands each year. And the islands are generally conditioned to withstand them. And it's the expats who suffer. They can be a little unpleasant for a few days, bringing with them very high temperatures from Africa and the Sahara. In my own village, when the wind disappears, it's a case of staying inside as much as possible with air conditioning on and plenty of cool drinks. The heat waves can occur at any time during the year, but they're less common during the cooler months. Now, Miranda's school is situated in a barranco, a Spanish word for ravine, and some would say that this was a foolish place to build it because of potential sudden rainstorms, but I guess the land was cheap. Anyway, I suspect it was built to withstand the heat and would have air conditioning installed as essential. I was pleased to get home early, darling. I need to get ready for the bonfire this evening. Bonfire? In this heat, I exclaimed. Darling, tomorrow is the festival of St. John the Baptist, a most important religious festival. You mustn't miss that. Now look, we're having a bonfire party tonight to celebrate. Not here, you understand, but outside Teldy. It's traditional, you know, darling. You really must come. You don't have to be a Catholic. Just bring a bottle. So there we have it. We're in the middle of a Kalima, where daytime temperatures are around 40 degrees in the shade, and the good people of Teldy are planning a bonfire party to celebrate St. John the Baptist. The activities on this island never cease to surprise me. If you enjoyed this Twitter, do have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com, and thank you for listening.